We were talking a little bit earlier about Mayweather-McGregor based on Mike Tyson's entertaining comments about it, which led to a conversation about, okay, how much punching power does McGregor actually have, even if he were to somehow shockingly catch Floyd Mayweather,
right,
who nobody ever catches, which then led to a conversation about boxing matches that were decidedly one-sided, which then led to us bringing up Peter McNeely.
You know, it started because we were talking about Conor McGregor's trash talk, and for whatever reason, I didn't think I remembered Peter McNeely trying to talk trash and how it couldn't have been more opposite. Like, Peter McNeely trying to be the future Conor McGregor was not an easy listen.
All right, so this is Peter McNeely.
Feel like me trying to be Winston Churchill or something.
So this is after Tyson lost to Douglas, right? His first match back?
Yes.
Okay, so Peter McNeely at the pre-fight press conference.
Irish Hurricane Peter McNeely!
Keep laughing. Keep laughing. You're real funny, huh? If any one of you doesn't respect me or what I'm doing or what I've been doing for the last 3 months since it's been announced, and going against a guy like this, you'd have a big dump in your pants.
That's pretty good.
A what?
A big dump in your pants.
I'm Hurricane Peter McNeely from Medfield, Mass. On Saturday night, watch me kick Tyson's ass. But if you haven't made your pay-per-view arrangements yet, make them soon. Because remember what happens when I wrap you in my cocoon.
I thought it was a cocoon of horror. Wasn't it a cocoon of horror at some point? Oh, that's what he was talking about. He'd already established that he was going to put Mike Tyson in a cocoon of horror. The best thing about Peter McNeely, Mike, was that everybody's been stuck next to that guy at the bar. Like, every guy
good
has
points.
Been stuck next to the guy who's like,
and he got
you
a
don't,
shot.
You don't even understand how good I was in high school. It was crazy. Just coach wouldn't give me a chance.
Well, let's flash forward to right before the fight. McNeely Tyson, when Jim Gray interviewed Peter McNeely.
Peter, we have you for just a moment before you go out into the ring. Your thoughts before you get in with Mike Tyson.
This is for my grandfathers, my grandmothers, my father, my mother, Curly, my three brothers, last but not least, Snubby.
Mr.
And last but not least, Medfield.
So basically, he disgraced his family.
He disgraced his family in the sport of boxing.
He disgraced his family.
That's the funny part, because he knew what he was in for, right? There was no way. Was there any possible way he'd talked himself into...
That's like Jason Garrett. It's like, listen, if you know the odds, don't start bringing in your mother and your father and your brothers.
Yeah,
just
like
take your beating and take it.
What you're saying is, like, Jason Garrett the other day tried to claim that they build that team with character.
Yeah,
like,
don't tell me
like,
that.
You know that's not true. Don't try to go down that road.
Yes.
Like, we're not even judging you that you don't build the team with character. Just don't try to claim that you did. Peter McNeely, like, you know you're going to get your butt kicked. Don't bring your family into it. Not just your family, but your extended family.
And your town.
You brought Snubby into it. You brought Medford, Mass into it.
He embraced the butt kicking after it happened.
90 seconds.
Yeah, did
Tyson
he get knocked out? Knocked out, or was he just?
Yeah, he got knocked out in 90 seconds.
But like, was he knocked out like cold? He wasn't. It wasn't like a classic.
He stayed down.
Yeah.
So 90 seconds.
Man,
but he did take advantage.
Knowing what we know about concussions now, would you put yourself in there against Mike Tyson, say for like $10 million?
Would I?
Yeah.
No.
Not for $10 million.
No.
You could get the best medical treatment available.
I would.
For $10 million? It's not going to be like a, you're staggering around type of knockout. You're going to get knocked the bleep out.
Yeah, no. I'm going to say no.
It's going to be easy for him to knock me out. Like, yeah. The first punch that I take from Mike Tyson, I'm going to be knocked out.
Right, but that's the problem. Knockout is almost worse because you're going to get knocked out. Now, the good thing is that compared to, like, say, if you fall off your bike in the street or something, you've got all the best medical care right there. They're going to have you whisked away to an ambulance. They'll have the pressure released from your brain. Like, the chance of long-term damage is probably pretty low. $10 million, you would do it.
I wouldn't. He would.
You wouldn't. Would you do it for $1 million, Landry?
Sure.
Now, listen, you have to go out and try to fight him. You can't just, like, fall down as soon as he takes a swing or something. You're not
like, that's such a big difference.
No, because
he tries to fight him.
Well, no, because you could go out there and be like, as soon as he, like, punches my shoulder, I'm going down.
So like, there's a chance
you gotta give an honest effort.
So there's a chance he could punch me in the stomach too.
Oh, that'd be even worse.
That's what I'm saying. I'm holding my gloves here. I'm holding my arms across my chest. You can't see me right now. I'm holding my arms across my chest, and I'm just sticking out there, and I'm like going, dude, and I'm gonna let him punch me in the face.
Can you imagine? I don't know. I'm trying to think of my strategy. You know, Cody got me the one day when I was talking about how to fight McGregor, and he's like, oh, okay, Seth, what are you gonna do when you get him on the ground? And I'm like, whoa, it's tough. Like, if I think about my actual strategy to try to fight Mike Tyson, that is terrifying. I hadn't even thought about the body shots. Like, go ahead and cover up your face. You're gonna lose an internal organ and 7 ribs.
Yeah, exactly.
Because after the body comes the head.
Yeah.
So the head is where you're gonna be done, but the body and then the head. Your goal in this situation is just protect the body and just let's skip the step. It's like foreplay in bed. We can just skip that and you can just go ahead and take me to the promised land.
Just do it now. Just get it over with.
Just go ahead. Get it done.
You're gonna go out there hugging yourself. Just to protect your spleen. You're already without a gallbladder. You can't take another shot to your internal organ.
That's true. You've been losing organs here.
For you guys who have never seen Landry, Landry's 6'5", like a tall 6'5". Yeah. So he's just got nothing but... He's the opposite of Altuve when it comes to the strike zone. And Tyson could just take his pick. I don't think I would fight... I would not fight Mike Tyson for $10 million until... I wouldn't fight him if he were 75 years old. I don't know if there's any amount of money I would take to fight Mike Tyson.
So, long story short, Peter McNeely ended up getting knocked out by Mike Tyson within 90 seconds, but he did take advantage and get some endorsements out of the deal.
I trained my boy McNeely to go toe-to-toe with the champ, and he did for 89 seconds. He didn't back down from any combinations thrown at him. And he ain't backing down from this one.
There's a new stuffed crust pizza. Not just cheese, but pepperoni baked right into the crust.
So good you'll eat it backwards. Show him, kid.
Oh boy. The new 1-2 combination cheese and pepperoni stuffed crust pizza.
Hey, McNeely, how many slices am I holding?
McNeely.
Can we get McNeely on the horn?
That is my goal for today. I'm going to try to get McNeely on the show by Friday.
That would be good.
That is my goal.
I'd like to have him in person.
Oh, well, what do you think he looks like now?
I bet he's 290. How tall is he? He seems like he was taller, wasn't he? Like a 6'1 or so? 6'1, 6'2?
He was 6'2.
Yeah.
he's an interesting looking guy.
Tell me this. Does he look like he could easily be like the Irish friend on The Sopranos?
Yeah,
he'd be like they're going to do some work with the Irish mob?
McNeely. Yeah, I think he would look pretty funny, this guy.
If that's him right now, he's still in pretty good shape.
I don't know which one.
That can't be him currently.
No, none of these
that
are him
like
right
a
now.
Younger guy.
No.
Okay.
In the meltdown, how do we fix the internet? Because the internet really needs fixing, in my humble opinion. Mike and Seth, Mad Radio.